Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
This is a time we cannot waste, dear Lord Jesus. Please help all of your people today. Oh, may we please you, dear Lord, today. We honor you, Father, for your holy people, for your anointed people, for your precious people. We pray, dear Father, open our understanding. Help us, sweet Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7.
Hebrews 10 song.
Verse 24 and
25.
I want to download a message that I've entitled Kingdomizing Through a Prosperous Will. Shortly, Prosperous Will.
Prosperous.
Well. So, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. It's talking about Jesus. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for them. May God bless his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to speak about a prosperous will or desire.
Two weeks
ago, I taught us about freedom in his kingdom. As a foundation for some of the things that I'm going to be speaking, which I am continuing actually today. We learned the difference between deliverance and freedom. That Jesus' burden is that those of us he has delivered from the dominion of darkness experience freedom in his kingdom. Freedom of your soul is a hallmark of his kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul is made up of the will, the mind, and the emotions. Man is a spirit with a soul and a body. Man is not a soul, man is a spirit. Man is a spirit because God, who made man in his image, is a spirit. God is a spirit. He created man as a spirit. So angels are spirits, demons are spirits, man is also a spirit. You may think that man is a soul if your theology begins from the book of Genesis chapter 1 and
2.
When you trace the origin of man to Genesis chapter 1, then you may conclude or think that man is a soul. But the theology, the kingdom theology that God revealed to the Apostle Paul, indeed that Jesus Christ brought, makes us to understand that man existed before creation.
Na enkyremu anase ntiasie ayenya awonyame nam na hinie no so de maa ye panifo Paul na kyerɛ sɛ onipa no wo ho po ansa no onyame ɛbɔ no.
The Bible says in Psalm 91 and 2 and Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 that before the foundations of this world God chose us. In other words, before he ever created things, we were there. Hallelujah.
Now what can kind anyum at your crumb back on any of his of one woman was say, I'll send one yami besi you are seen if a pimun puna mene wo ya wahodada.
So at creation, all that God did was to give man who was a spirit, a soul, and a body.
And uti wanyami abodi and numadi or yeah and se onipa no yesu sum dadan wa boni we no man wakra and in the pedria.
Why did man need a soul and a body? The reason is that man has to exist on a physical earth.
Na sentra na nipa wo hia okra ene nipadua ne se ene na wo se wiase na wanyame abɔ no sa nipa no wotena mu bi.
So you're doing well in a physical world like the earth depends on how prosperous those earth elements, so to speak, are working. How prosperous your soul is and how prosperous your body is. That is what will determine how successful you'll be on this earth in your little sojourn as a spirit here.
Enyenye jina sa abode na onyame abo na wo bemu no ye di aiwom ne to sumie no se dia wo kra ete se dia woni pedia ne ten enu so ebetumi ayemo ama watumi adi ye.
There is so much emphasis on the spirit among Christians and charismatics, especially in such a way that although our spirits are wonderful, we are sweet, we love God, there is faith in our hearts and all that, yet our problems do not seem to go away. We can sing and dance and worship God and have spiritual manifestations and everything. But when it comes to our practical life on this earth, kingdomizing this world, bringing what God has ordained to your family, to your workplace, to your nation, to your society, wherever we are found wanting because the emphasis is so much on the spirit. But God gave us a soul and a body so that we will do well in this life.
Hallelujah. Now, you know, abafo nyamesum fo charismatic ya wo should sumi ya enye ya dwini na kwojina wonipa ne sunsum no so eno ti yetumi wo nyame ya tutum nyame e manam sunsum no so nyoma kese tumisi ne mom ya bra obodo ba hu na enkoye na ye re fi se wo nyame obo yen ya ye sunsum no ono ama ye honam wo ama ye wo kra orire se ye de bebo bra ama ye di.
Your soul needs to prosper.
Na wo kra so e wo se di ye. Amen.
Your soul is talking about your world, your mind, and your emotions. It needs to prosper or have freedom so that you can bring about God's kingdom, what he has ordained on earth as it is in heaven. So the end of your faith in Jesus is the well-being or the prosperity or the freedom of your will, your mind, and your emotions.
And uti wo yes Christo suma na se yan kwa jene we yani se wanyame we se ankaya peyan jini ya katidiano and usubenya ne fa hudi.
So it is when your will, your mind, and emotions are doing well that you'll be free to dominate or bring about God's rule.
And uti sa wa jini won katidia ani
today we want to work on our will. We want to work on having a prosperous will so that we can have prosperous lives. Our will must be rich. That is the burden of Jesus. Not just that your spirit will be saved and you are bound for heaven. The Bible says that he is interceding continually for you and I.
that our salvation will be holistic, it will be complete, it will touch our minds, it will touch our will, it will touch our emotions.
Now we see what in a hinwa no mo edima ye. Sa nkwa je no de ama ye, nyese ye susum no kuto, ene benya nkwa je na mo ye kra. Eye yepe, ye nkate de, ene ye adwe no, eno su benya ne fa hu de ama ye nkwa je no edimu.
Really, the reason why God saves our spirits, or our spirits are born again, is so that He can have the chance to work on our souls.
Sentia wanyamia ma ye sunsumu enya kwa jani se ubenya kwai na wa yejuma ewa yekranu.
So don't have a great spirit and a poor soul.
Na men kobani se usunsumu di e yadiya ewa ahuadini na mamu kranu di eni ahuadini debi.
I see you with a prosperous soul in Jesus' name.
Receive it. Amen.
The world is talking about your longings, your desires. It's talking about your interests.
Now you can't wopea. Adia wani jihu. Adia wopriwisha sa wobe ye. Adia ye di bibia tuwa no na wobe fan kai.
Your world is talking about what you want in life, your passion.
Na eka safa ni awo shisha wa braboy mu ni ya body ya tumi di waka ho.
This world we are talking about must be a prosperous and a free one.
Na sa opei e wo say your pair di wuko ye die na akan biara ni hu.
Otherwise you are going to have troubles in your life.
Anya sa de obenya ha wa braboy mu.
Yes, by a misleading through your will.
Na ni nyina mu enam wo pei so.
Can we also desires?
Desire.
Let's say interest.
Interest.
Let's say longings.
Longings.
Right. Now your desire can be good or bad. A believer can have a good desire or a bad desire. He can have a desire that can mislead him or a desire that will lead the person to the right place.
And you who penu so wo gidi ni no. E betumi abasa wo penu your papa ana ope boni. E betumi aye ope a e de wo kwa nkwa gie mu ana wo seye mu.
A bad desire is called lust.
Now, ope a eye boni no, your friend lust ope boni.
And it is a matter of sin.
Now, eno ena etumi wo boni.
James 1:14-15.
Yakubu eho ne wo.
Now, why do you need a prosperous will? Why is Jesus wanting for believers' will, their desires, to be free and to be rich once their spirits are saved?
Adentina Yesu pese mra Yesu sumne nyan kwanje no ye penu su ebenya san kwanje na rabi aden.
3 John 2
Yohane ngoma to sumye santimienu.
I will give you some few reasons why you need a prosperous or a free will.
Da me pese me chiro sentia wo hia sa se wo kra no su ebenya sa opa e kam bia ne hu na wadi ye.
Number 1 is in 3 John 2. A prosperous desire leads to financial prosperity and good health.
Na senia wohwehwe ne ye ade a ye papa de a ene beja wa ko sika nyamu ene ahodini mu.
In other words, your desires can lead you to bad health.
Na ne womu ne se ade a wo prepare ne betumi eja wa mu akọ yare mu.
Because what you want to put into your body, what your body says it wants, is a very bad thing. And yes, if you follow it, you are going to have sicknesses and troubles in your body.
Na ne awudi pedua no e presa wo pe no. Se den nyina wo jitum na wo de mana, e betumi agya wo de wakọ yare ahuro bebere mu.
So a poor desire leads to financial poverty and bad health.
Enuti ope anya papa no, etumi ma wudi hia.
Lift up your hands to heaven and tell God, cleanse my desires. Let what I want, what I long for, may it be something that will lead me well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, some of us, even as you are listening to me, what you want right now may not be the one that will lead you to the kingdom.
Na ebinum ayetie sisie e ebetumi abasa ade a wo hwehwe na wo pe no e bia e gya wo konyame ahini enu.
God is sanctifying our desires.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Hallelujah. Na mmom ye pe no onyame e wo ro ye ho enanopai.
Our longings.
Nya ye precious ache.
May it be perfect, may it be holy, may it be good.
Hallelujah.
So 3 John 2 says, beloved, I desire or I pray, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper.
And
that is the reason why you need a prosperous desire.
Number 2.
You need a prosperous desire because the human will lost its power. It became a poor performer when man fell.
Now we hear say we pen we better to listen say when nipa ni pen emre nipa shi asenara ena we nipa pe ebe ye pe boni.
Romans chapter 7.
Romans 4 go matin son.
Verse 15.
Chichemu dunum.
So before the fall of man, man had good desires.
Nan sana nipa be shi asenu na we nipa pe ni ya de papa.
He was tempted with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
At a time that man was hungry, so man was desiring food. I'm sure that the devil studied Adam and Eve and waited till a time that their desires was for food.
And because
if you are not hungry and somebody tempts you, you will not fall for it.
And
the devil just tricked them using their desires small. Out of desires, this is where human beings, what is left of us, just by the blood of Jesus, which people are even struggling to embrace and accept. That's where we are. Desires.
Now, show when you pop your brain, some tita young who say, yeah, Adriana community. What did I yan? What did the penna and the winning muno? What did dada winipa? And I shen ye nipa baby, send ye yes, muja. Am I ya bay dub pempensua, ye wear nupo? And nipa to me, jin to say yes, mujano. Am I yan ya fa with dianya sanya kosi baby, and yet dadana. Shanupo shamania ye who send nipa.
Eve looked at this tree and she said that it was desirous for food and to make one wise.
Na if we should be a best, I was a diabay a far corner would dear open main. Nebema winyan, dear
so. So when man fell, our desires also got so corrupted. Lust came in into the world.
And it's a man, Nipa here, Sino. When Nipa Nepesu by a bonny, Nemum, a per bonny and a best nipem.
So Romans chapter 7, verse 15 describes the state of man's will becoming a poor performer, so that it cannot overpower the tendency to do the wrong thing that man had in his nature after the fall. The will or the desires of men could no more overpower our natural tendency to sin.
Now, okay, can Roman for woman now what church a man who say, woman say, Sadia ne beshaya suya shia siya penno, and may ya papa, kono boni and a beshaya mu. Na Roman 4, I can't see me.
So all hell broke loose in the human being.
And it was nipa nipa nina baya, but adia enye.
Romans 7:15. For what I am doing, I do not understand.
Na Roman 4, ngomatin suchi chemu dunu mwa se. Adia me yanu mentia siye.
For what I will to do, that I do not practice.
Adia me pesa me yanu mintu minye.
But what I hate, that I do.
Verse 19.
For the good that I desire to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I do. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse 24. Oh, wretched man that I am.
Oh,
who will deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because when Jesus Christ came, He came to empower our desires back. So that when you desire to do the good, there will be so much power in your desire to overcome the sin nature, so that when you decide as a believer, I am stopping this, I'm not going to do this, I don't have interest in this, you can follow through because your will has been empowered by Jesus.
Hallelujah. Then I'm Christian, you're better yet. When the Papa and Cabonisha swing to me, and yeah, no, yes, one in a word, dear, dear, my yet, you didn't need to meet Jinaka say, Sadia, where me yet, now when Yamia, who are dear, no sumo to meet Jina, Nampara, so on yet.
So our world power has been delivered by Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So that we will be free.
And to your penu, yes, what dear penny, Sabaya, a bit to me, dear.
So in Psalm 23, verse 3, the Bible says that if Jesus is your shepherd, He will restore your soul.
And not walking kind and you made your numi and son, I was to say, yes, you will bunch of 4 days, and then I will crown Obama as we.
He will restore your soul, your Amen. Will, your mind, and your emotions.
And then I will crown Obama as we one journey will cut it there, and then I will pen Christo Obama as we.
So now that Jesus has delivered our spirits from the dominion of darkness,
now Emrea, yes, you are Jesus, every bonnet to me, Mono.
The only thing that is preventing us from experiencing kingdom life is the freedom of our wills.
So Isaiah 1:19
says that if you are willing
and
obedient, you will eat the good on this earth. Wherever you are, you will eat the good of this earth if you are willing and you are obedient.
So
you need a prosperous will, because the human will lost its performing power, which is restored if Jesus is your shepherd.
Number 3.
You need a prosperous will because God initially made us free moral agents.
He made
us, in other words, Jesus Christ or God made us people with desires and choice and will. He wanted, He created man so that man is regulated by a will, by a choice, the power to choose. That makes you a free moral agent.
Na Yankupon boy and what daddy be say, my friend or pe. Na eno na wa my acquaintance say, you bet to me, eh, ye papa. You bet to me, or the sad to me na my say, you bet to me, ye papa. Say, by a bet in a ye, and what baby or dear bet to be around.
So we are not robots without desires and interest.
Yanu, ya are robot, no machine, ya ba umi and ne kwasa de pay, there be. On yame de pe be ashe yemu.
Without a prosperous world, our humanity is even in question.
Now say when yami auntie sa penu hua, and then that's one boy and puny send the panupo. I was any tea.
Number 4. You need a prosperous will because you gravitate towards your appetite or your interests or your desires.
Now when yami in here say what best is on your person say, I dear penu, and on that chum alcohol.
So your desires can lead you astray.
And it will penu a bit to me the wa e jawako bonimu.
Let's look at the book of Proverbs 23.
Mebu sem adrenumian san.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 1. Every human being goes towards his desires. He follows his desires or his interests or his longings. So your longings must be prosperous. They must be good. So that you are not led astray in your life. You will not be led astray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at verse 1, Proverbs 23. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you. And put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceitful food.
Verses,
do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. A person says, oh, eat, chop, oh, chop, oh, be free. The Bible says, at that time, if you know that you have appetite, kill your appetite. Because just after a little while, you will vomit. The Bible says it. The muscle you have eaten, you will vomit it out and lose all your sweet words.
Oh, what say?
So I want to say to all of you listening to me, watch what you desire. Watch what you are interested in. Watch your longings. Watch what is your passion. Somebody says, but God says that you will grant the desires of my heart. Careful. Because some desires, you have to just dissatisfy it. Don't follow that interest. Don't follow that desire. If you follow that desire and you commit yourself to that cause, you commit your money to that cause, you are preventing God's rule from coming in your life just to satisfy your appetite, because the food looks nice. And me too, I deserve good food in my life.
And
I'm not just talking about food, literal food. I'm talking about your interest, what you want to consume, what you want to spend on. Came to tell you, crucify some desires. If you are a man given to appetite, the Bible says, take a knife and kill yourself. Because as you follow it, you will see that you are moving away from what God has ordained for you. It's a wrong investment altogether.
Investment.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.